keeping you up to date with all the latest SEO and web development news. Little flavour added in.
Well, let's have a little bit.
Detroit style. The Trademark Productions weekly podcast radio show coming live from Detroit.
Well, actually, Royal Oak. No one really lives in Detroit anymore.
Well, it's Trademark Productions podcast radio. Mike Hoffman joining us from the social media news desk.
Hello.
And lots of cool stuff to talk about. One of the things I was really going to jump on the curtain about, but I think Mike's going to really take the storm with this podcast. And plus, it's very easy to find out a ton of information out there. But basically, new algorithm update that was talked about at SMX earlier this week, Matt Cutts. Basically saying there's going to be a penalization for over-optimization on your site. And, you know, this is in addition to last year's and the most current Panda updates that are rolled out. Basically, if you do too much optimization to your site, which there's tons of examples out there, you can really hurt yourself pretty bad. It's kind of leveling the playing field. But basically, the difference between a keyword-driven content strategy and topic-driven content strategy is content is driven by what readers want, not what search engines want. And that's a direction Google really has been actively working towards ever since last year's Panda updates. So make a compelling site, make a site that's useful, make a site that's interesting, make sure it's relevant to people's interests, and if you think you follow that path, you're going to be able to work your way around this in a lot of ways. Now, over at Bing, Dwayne Forrester, who's on their spam search team, addressed the questions after Matt did, and he highlighted the importance of social sharing.
There we go.
As a signal that others actually like your content. And he basically states that it's a key indicator for relevancy of search engines. Does the rest of the world think you have a great product? If they do, they're going to amplify that. And if you're not engaged socially, you're really missing the boat because the conversation is happening socially about you and your content. So these are really important signals for Bing. And whether you're involved or not is your choice, but those signals exist whether you're in the conversation or not. So reputation management, being a part of those conversations, talking about your company, your product, you really need to be doing something with that. And if they're coming out publicly and stating these things, it's hugely combative against each other in a friendly environment because Facebook integration with Bing and now Google Plus with Google Plus Your World and with their SERP results. Hello, you guys need to become very active and to not only listen but to react across social networks because these signals are important. So there I said it. There's tons of information out there on it. And I think probably sometime in April, you are going to see some shit hit the fan amongst a lot of other things and other people's sites out there. And we talked about it being localized search. That's the big deal for 2012, and I think this moves towards that. So, Mike, take it away. What are you talking about today?
Well, I was just going to comment on the social aspect of search rankings, and that kind of segues into what I want to talk about.
But,
I think that we, I mean, it's like beating a dead horse. We mention it every week. You have to be involved socially. If you're not, you're just hurting yourself in the long run, because if your website is your only means of, you know, essentially getting the word out there or advertising or whatever, you're not going to do a whole lot if people aren't noticing. So you have to be on these social networks, and specifically on Google Plus. I mean, you really have to ramp up your Google Plus presence, because if you're not sharing publicly on Google Plus with, you know, I don't want to say every post should be, every other word should be a keyword phrase or something like that, but it definitely needs to, you need to have keywords in your Google Plus post. You need to have relevant links, because if you don't.
Frequency.
Yeah, and you need to be on there on a regular basis,
whether that's one or two times a day or three or four times a week.
It needs to be consistent.
We just love playing around with all those.
Yeah,
things on the board.
It's just
here.
I feel like I'm in sixth grade all over again. But I mean, Google Plus is huge, and while it's still seen as kind of a like that lame party in college where you only have like 15 or 20 people when you expect like 80 or 90 to show up. but those parties sometimes become the best parties because at 1:30 in the morning, half hour before bars close, people show up and, you know, party gets great. That's what's going to happen with Google Plus. Is Google Plus is going to be huge within the next, I want to say the next year, it's going to be a legitimate competitor to Facebook. And I like this reverb I've got going on. And then another thing you can do, and this ties right into Google Plus and improving your your search rankings, is to make sure you're interacting with almost everyone who's who responds to you on any sort of social network, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, Tumblr, Pinterest, whatever. Because
you have to be on there.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing with interaction is
Mike, are you there?
I'm here. That sound all
Why are you in the other room?
I feel like I'm, you know, when Obi-Wan Kenobi goes to turn off the thing?
Nope.
Sound like that.
Come on back in this room, okay?
All right.
I think he's back.
I'm back. All right. Anyway, you got to.
We just have too much fun.
Yeah, we have. It's 4 o'clock on a Friday. But you have to build these relationships, and the only way you can do that is by interacting with people directly, whether you're seeking out that interaction by at replying at someone or mentioning someone on Facebook or on Google Plus, you have to interact with people, because if someone asks you a question, they expect an answer. If someone makes a comment, they expect a response. And while sometimes there are tweets or Facebook posts that definitely don't deserve a response, just spammers or people being rude just for the sake of being rude. But even at the very least, you could respond with thanks for your comment.
Yeah, and I think that's something you need to do.
Yeah,
because if not, you're actually training people and showing them that you just don't give a shit.
Exactly. And
that you're not engaged.
Yeah, and you don't want to be screaming into a void, you know, and that's what a lot of social media can be sometimes when you have a non-interactive Twitter, exactly. You know, if you're not engaging with your followers, then it's, you know...
Sorry.
It's cool. Then what the hell are you doing? There's literally no point for you to be on Twitter if you're not going to talk to people. And you might not get engagement too often. So if you're not getting engagement from just your posts alone, go through your timeline or your feed and pick a tweet or two out and respond to them. And that can get you way more results than I think most people think. And another really good thing you can do, which is what we do here and we do for a lot of our clients, is...
is what? What do we do?
As soon as we get a blog post or an article online, it is out on social media that day, you know, within an hour or two at most.
So producing regular content that's relevant. And then using the different channels to spread that socially.
Exactly. And
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same stuff. We've been beating this stuff for, you know, it's a dead horse, but you have to. And then another really good thing that I've been thinking about recently is create content that people want to share. You know, the other day we posted a blog post about how to create a geo sitemap for your website and how that it can can improve. Hello,
Carol Ann.
Yeah, hello. This is a weird thing. And how that can improve your search rankings within Google Maps and, you know, Google Earth and Bing Maps and all of that stuff. Because with the Google Venice update and the focus on localization, you know, the focus on localization is huge. So if you don't have a geo sitemap that is geo-specific to where you're located, you're really missing out on potential search results. And
absolutely.
If you're not, like, especially if you're a local, you know, we used the used car sale, car lot last week. If you're a local used car salesman, you need to have your city and your state and your county, wherever, on your website and on that geo sitemap, because that will get you more results than anything else. Or not anything else, but within, you know, local searches. And, one of the other things I wanted to talk about was Facebook.
Talk about it, though.
Last week, Facebook rolled out they forcibly rolled out the timeline layout to every personal profile. So now you have to have a timeline.
No
more old accounts. And if you haven't updated it, it's pretty obvious, and your Facebook looks pretty lame. In fact, I won't even look at a Facebook that's not a timeline right now, like a personal page, because it's just frustrating when it doesn't look the way I think it should. But now, March 30th, next Friday, every Facebook business page will now have timeline, and it'll be mandatory. So if you're a local business or a business period, you need to have that timeline activated either by Friday or on Friday. Make sure it's ready to go. We'll have ours up sometime Monday.
Boom. If it doesn't happen, it's going to go boom.
Yeah. If you don't update it, you're going
to... You will get the timeline.
Yeah. You will have it. And if you don't update your stuff, you're going to look less than stellar is the kind way of saying it, I guess. I mean, you're going to have a blank cover photo. You're not going to have any important milestones. And the thing that's so cool about the timeline is on the right-hand side, you have the years. You know, you can sort through, you can just go look at 2004 if you want, which is kind of cool because I've said some pretty goofy stuff on Facebook before and you can go look back at that.
Right, that's from a personal point of view, but about from a business standpoint of view? Now, do we have the ability to go back and add to?
Yeah, you can add important milestones like founding date, the addition of new products, the relocation.
Launch a new service. So it turns into an infographic, interactive infographic.
Essentially, and that's what I'm most excited for, because if you can get, you know, think of like the top 15 things that your company's done, you can add those in the past. So if people want to see the history of your company, they can literally click through the years. You know, like if your company's been around since 1960, you've got 40, 50, you know, 50 some years just of content that people can look through. And while it's not going to be updated every day from 1960 until now, you can add those important things.
It's pretty hot.
It is. I think it's cool because you can interact with people in different ways. Like, oh, hey, what do you think the most important milestone of XYZ company is?
I think at least through April, it's going to reinsurge a lot more people to come to Facebook look at it, to look at businesses. It's going to help to introduce more businesses to it if they haven't established those pages. Now, what about with tabs?
Yes.
And customizations that have been done previously. How is those going to be applying?
Tabs are still available, except they're on they're moved to below the cover photo. They're like four. Oh. There are four images, and those are like your photos, your videos, and stuff like that. And those can be arranged so you can have whatever four you want there.
Can you have a business profile in the new timeline yet?
Yes, you can activate it.
Okay, so you can activate it. Yep. How long has that activation been available?
It's been available. It's been rolled out in steps. Because this was the week that I got...
Steps by who?
By Facebook. Like, not every business profile has been able to... It's been rolled out, you know, a little bit here and there. I just got the notification for our account was available this week.
Cool.
So we'll be doing it on Monday. And... but you can... The biggest thing with the tabs, though, is the size has changed. They're now wider. So if you look at Ford's Facebook, while they have those cool tabs still... they're all the wrong size, so you've got an inch and a half of white space on each side of the image.
Oh.
So you got to reevaluate that.
Yeah.
And, but it's cool. It's not like the old one where you would have, you know, all those weird lines down the side of text. They're actual boxes, and you can put a thumbnail for the image. So if you have a blog, you can just put an image, you know, with blog and fancy typeface if you want. And you can pull RSS feeds. It seems like you can do a little bit more than you could in the past, which... it makes me excited because I think it'll be interesting to see if people jump back on the Facebook wagon, because everyone has seemed to kind of go to Pinterest, especially since they updated their profiles last week.
I don't know that that's so true. I mean, they still get a shitload of traffic, but Pinterest has exploded.
Pinterest is just really hot right now.
Very hot.
Yes.
All right. Trademark Productions, SEO, Blog Talk, Radio. And
take care.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to Trademark Productions' weekly podcast radio show. Remember to submit your questions online at tmprod.com and subscribe to our newsletter and on iTunes. No copying of this can be reproduced without permission. Terms apply. Copyright TM Productions 2011. All rights reserved.